Zion Shavat, Sunday the 17th of January, Rabbi Yossi Chazan, Yetzias Mitzrayim. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Kaufman, Le'ilu Nishmas, Maras Finkel, Bas Rabbi Yitzchok Yehuda, Aleha Shalom, on the yotzeit of his, first yotzeit of his mother.
Morning. Everyone knows that these weeks, one has to relive, re-experience Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the marshal left yesterday with Parshas Boy, where you read about the Mamash Degulim. And you do in Svarim that when we experience it to the extent, they say by the Rebbe Shalev Sasser, was your time was last week on Thursday, that it was that the Yislavus was so great, it was so real, that they actually, after Shacharis, 1 year, Shabbos Boy, they started saying, how? Atkedekach. In Rosvedorf, used to drink Dalakoises. You do it. It was alive. It was real. And therefore, one has to understand what exactly happened, what went where, in the process, in the evolutionary, incremental process of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So I want to start off with a vort from yesterday's parasha and continue to Kriyas Yamsuf, this week's parasha. Hektik. There's a Gemara in Brochus, where the Gemara says there's a din lahagid babuike chazdecho v'amunoscha v'alelis, you have to say emes v'yatziv in the morning, emes v'amunah by night, and the tour in Samach and Simla Samach Vov brings b'shem Yerushalmi, the second parik in Brochus. What precisely does one say to recount Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Birchus Kriyashma? So the tour has the express says, you have to say Yetzias Mitzrayim, Malchus, Kriyas Yamsuf, Makas Bechoyres, and Sur Yisrael the Goyim. Kum Dois, the tour brings B'Shem HaYushalmi. There's a chiyuv specifically of all the 10 Makas to make mention of Makas Bechoyres. Makas Bechoyres. The Mishnah Brura Al-Asar asked the Shaila, and Daf Yudalit in the Bavli, we also discuss what has to be recited in the Brach after Kriyashma. And there's no mention of Makas Bechoyres. You speak about Mi Mitzrayim Galtonu, Mi Beis Avodim Pizisonu, but the Eibishter made Nisim Ugvuras Alayom Visharnu Lifonech. But the Bavli, our, which is normative, which is halachic, expressly omits Makas Bechoyres. Oibazoi stelt sich the klotzka, the obvious question, so why is it the Tor Paskins Kedasa Yishalmi against the Bavli? The Bavli mentions, you have to make, the Yishalmi mentions, you have to mention Makas Bechoyres. The Bavli seems to omit it. And yet in Shulchan Aruch, Makas Bechoyres and Lamaisa, we do mention Makas Bechoyres, say in the morning, say in the evening. To understand this question, there's another obvious, glaring question that all the Meforshim ask. Of all the 10 plagues, why Dafka did Chazal say you make mention of Makas Bechoyres? No one mentions Dams, Ferdei, Akina, all the other Makas. What's unique about Makas Bechoyres? So the Chura, one would answer, so say the Meforshim, based on a famous Griz, Alatira, there's an intrinsic, innate, essential difference between the first 9 Makas and Makas Bechoyres. The Tachlis of the first 9 Makas was be eager to, for justice. The Eibishter promised Avram, the Gamas Aguya Sher Yavoidu, Don Anuichi. So the first 9 Makas were to punish the Egyptians to disseminate justice for their ruthless oppression of the Jewish people. And therefore the Mishnah says in Edyus, Perek Beis, that the Mishpat HaMitzriyim was Yud Beis Choyd. It didn't Mishpat. As Rashi said, the Pasuk says, Re'enus Aticha Lehim Lepare, says Rashi, Shoyfit V'Ruid. Moshe's job was to administer justice, to take Nekoma, vengeance, from the Egyptians. Masha inking Makas Bechoyros, although it's a ashtraf to the Egyptians, over the Iker Matorah, the purpose, the goal of Makas Bechoyros, is not so much in punishing the Egyptians, but to facilitate the liberation from the Eden, from Mitzrayim. So therefore, when we're talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, we mention Dafka, Makas Bechoyros, and we omit all the other Makas. That seems to pshat. Over it still doesn't answer Vadayan Zorach Ian. The Mainaf Gemina, Makas Bechoyres is what you call in contemporary colloquial English, the nuclear option. The Mainaf Gemina, if it was Makas Bechoyres, if it was an AIDS epidemic, the Mainaf Gemina, the means, according to Yishalmi Al-Kabonim, that the Eibishter affected the liberation. So to understand all of this, let me just, we have very little time. Always my time and me don't get on. So let me just briefly, behektim, ask you 13 gashes in Makas Bechiris. We'll give an answer, one mahalich. We'll show the problems with it. I'll give a new mahalich. Simple mahalich. Number one, if I was to meet a cheder yingle, 5 years old, with short trousers, coming out of cheder, and I was to ask him, Yankel, efshe zogmir, who took the Jews out of Egypt? You can't get a more fundamental question. So anyone with a double-digit IQ, right, 5 years and over, will tell you the Eibishter. Avodim ayinu lefarei b'mitzrayim, v'yitzi'enu hu, shem alikei, the Eibishter got out of Mitzrayim. And later, dafka by Makas Becheiris, we say in the Haggadah, say the Rosh Tevis of those three expressions in Agoda, is Rosh Tevis Moshe. Says the name Moshe Rabbeinu is omitted from the narrative of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because despite the godless of Moshe Nivchur, the greatest human being who ever walked on planet Earth, but you can't attribute Yetzias Mitzrayim to a Bosra of Adam. It's the Eibishter, Chayde Atzma, and no other human being, no other human agents. Yeah, it's the Eibishter Kazer Mitzrayim. We're all in agreement. You have two psukim which immediately get your brain cells ill at ease. Number one, you may remember in Parshas Chukas, the Eden are trying to go to the Promised Land. And they send messengers to Melech Edoim. We want to peacefully cross your land, your territory, right? And they recount the history. Atem yadaitem eskal atlo Hashem etzalsnu. You know all the travails that we went through. We were Mitzrayim, we were oppressed. And then we cried out to the Eibishter, Vayishmas chileinu. The Eibishter sent the Malach and took us out of Egypt. Who took us out of Egypt? Who is this Malach? It says Rashi, all the Midrash Chazal al-Asar, that refers to Moshe. The Tanchuma actually says, a Novi is called the Malach. How do I know? Vayishlach Malach. Was Moshe Rabbeinu? Was that a Malach? It's a Charaya. A Novi is called a Malach. So the Pasuk explicitly says that who took us out of Mitzrayim? Vayitzeinu Malach. We ascribe Yetzias Mitzrayim to Moshe Rabbeinu. Hello? Anyone out there? Yeah? Not like it says, Adni v'loi malach. And the question is double, because in Parshas Shmos, when the Eibishter mandates Moshe with his role, his responsibility, so here the Pasuk says, V'eshlacha el paroi, v'hoitzei es b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. So who is going to affect Yetzias Mitzrayim? Moshe. And the Brisker Rav, in his Negriz al-Atayra, he says, does Gufa, when the Eibishter gave this mandate, what does Moshe retort? What's his response? Mi anuichi ki eilech al-pari, v'chi oitzi es b'nei Yisrael m'Yisrael. The Eibishter promised Yankov Avinu, anuichi eirech imcho Mitzrayim, v'anuichi alcho Mitzrayim. The Geula has to be through the only through divine instruments, not through human agency. Right? And that gufa was Moshe's taina. Und noch mehr, to strengthen the kasha, we find the Tanchuma. Famous Tanchuma, the Satmarov brings us Keseder. Omar HaKadosh Baruch, Bo'ilam Hazeh Ha'isun Hashartim Al-Yidei Bnei Odom. In this world, salvation came through man. In Mitzrayim was Moshe V'Aaron. Sisra was Boruk and Dveira. Haman was Mordechai and Esther. Aval Lo'osid, Chazal say, and therefore Hayizim Choyizim Vinishbadetem. Therefore, it wasn't permanent; it was a fleeting, transitory, one-off geula. And further came Golus. Avalosid Lovi Ani Atzmi Goyel Eschem Veshuv Ein Abtem Mishtabdim. Shenemar Yisrael Luisha Bashem Chuasay Lo. The geula Hasido, which will come through the Eibishter Bechvedev Atzmai. Therefore, that will be permanent for all of eternity. Chlorin Tanchuma, so who took us out of Mitzrayim?
Moshe.
So I put you three Mekairis, two Psukim and a Tanchuma, which seems to say that Moshe took us out of Mitzrayim. And we all know who took us out of Mitzrayim. He told me the five-year-old child. Usually five-year-old children are right. Okay. How do you understand this? Now, you could say, the Rishonim are on the good, the Shiva Leket, Pershim brings Pershim his brother, Rabbeinu Ben Yomin. The first nine makis were affected through the medium of Moshe and Aaron, through the Makta, through their Pulus. Moshe Enkin, the final Makka, the Makka Bepatish, Makkas Bechoyrus, Moshe and Aaron are totally passive. They do nothing. It's Vavarti Be'eret, the famous day, Mr. Bechoyrus Atzim. Over this Gufa Sorach Im God, I'm not going to go to all the details here. We could spend the rest of our lives discussing it. But I, a little child, I read the Pasukim. The Eibishter went and smote the firstborn, etc., etc. Hello? You with me? Yeah?
Yeah.
How do you understand? If you could tell me. It says you're not to leave Pesach Batechim, not to leave your houses till the morning. And you're to take the blood and to sprinkle the blood, the Dam Kovrin Pesach, Dam Mila, whatever, and sprinkle it on the lintels and the two mezuzahs, right? V'yitin ha-mashchis, not to get that the mashchis, the pashtas, the angel of destruction, should not be able to come and go into your homes. So who is doing the dirty work? Who is the bumping off the Egyptians? The mashchis. The Targum Yonis says there were 90 million malachi chavola who came down with the Eibishter. So it wasn't the Eibishter himself, it was also malachi chavola. Eibnish, why can't you go out? What are you worried about? What do you need the dam for an oitz? And Rashi says, V'Hashem, says Rashi, when I said V'Hashem, it's who beis dinoi. So the Eibishter didn't come down alone. He came down with a ganza pamalia, whole celestial entourage. Malachavola, malachim, who came down to affect l'chura, makas b'chur. So how do you understand the pashtus of what in the world is going on here? Nishmerdos. The Bartanur in his Pirush al HaTorah brings the Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Samach. Why do you need the blood? Because we all know it's a famous chazal that kivon shenitna rushuls the mashkes lahashkes shuveni mafchim ben tzadikim urushoy. Yitzchray the mashkes did have epis a role in this event. Okay. That's the question of who affected Makas Becheres. I said when. When did Makas Becheres take place? Can anyone tell me? The possible. Chazal already asked the stira, because elsewhere it said that the Bechoyrim were chosen unto the Eibishter. Ki li kol Bechoyr, biyoyim ha-koysi kol Bechoyrim. On the day that I destroy you, the Bechoyrim Mitzrayim, is the Chariah Chazal asked, is the Chariah Makas, when were the Bechoyrim bumped off, when were they killed? Biyoy, not by Laila, here it says Chatzos Laila. Nishnur Dos, Rav Shlomo Zalman was Medayik, in the morning, after Kriya Shema and the Bracha, what's the Losh? What's the sequence? Mi Mitzrayim Galton, Mi Beis Avodim Pidisonu, and then Kol Bechoyreim Horat. You say this every day for the last, I don't know, 40 years. It doesn't bother you. The Chura, the Seder is upside down inside out. When I read the Chumash, first came Makas Bechoyreim, and the next came Mi Mitzrayim Galton, Beis Avodim Pidisonu. And in davening, the Seder is what? Faket. And if that's not bothering you enough, then ask yourself to steer a gufa, because at Meiriv, what do you say? Hamake bevrosik obochari mitzroyim. Ayoitzi is Ami Yisrael mitechem the cheirus eilam. First comes what? The order as taka in the posse. First came Makas Bechoyrus, and then came Yitzias Mitzray. Al Derech said, in a very similar vein, the first Belzer Rebbe of Sashul Belzer asked the Ami Yishayla, in the Haggadah, what do we say? Or ilu also belehayim velehora ges bechayreim, had the Eibishter only destroyed their getchkes, their pagan heathen idols, and not destroyed their lehigas bechayreim tayin. We have enough reason to thank the Eibishter. Yitzchayah, what's the seder hanyonim? First, the destruction of their gods, and afterwards, magas bechayus. No, hello. And what really happened? What's the order of the pasuk? V'avarti b'erev Mitzrayim l'ayelahu, v'keisi kol b'chayr, and afterwards v'chol ha'im Mitzrayim, es ha'shvotet. Anyone confused? If you're not confused, you're not paying attention. The order is upside down. Okay, let me ask you another question. Just I'm Jewish, and Jews always answer questions with questions. The pasuk then says, after makas b'chayr, that is chazeh, v'techzach Mitzrayim al ha'om, le'mar l'sholchum in oretz, the Egyptians are mamish, they're plotting. they're filled with fear and trepidation. They're stooping the Yidden, beat it, scram, get out of here. We don't want you here, out. Why? Because they're all enveloped with fear. They just suffered through Makkah. What are they worried about? By the way, not only Mitzrayim, but by Pari Gufa, it says. What does the Pasuk say? By Yochum Pari Lailu. Who, right? Pari gets up in the middle of the night. By the way, parenthetically, the Kotzer says, Moshe Digavort. That means Pari slept that night. Der Weile Moshe, 9 for 9. Dam, Tverdei, everything happens, Mamish spot on. If I was Pari, right? I wouldn't be sleeping that night, Lord. Happy Kurs. He could sleep, Veshachva. That night he slept peaceful. He suddenly gets up because he hears the screams of the Bukhir. And he runs, as a Chazal say, to find where is this Moshe of Aaron. And he tells him, get out, kumu tzu, right? And then he says, uveirachtim gamoisi. So Pari and his El Tayorin came a chos, he's going to the Rebbe for a bruch. Right? Verachtim. Right? So Rashi says, uveirachtim gamoisi. Hispalu alaisha loy omus. Pray for me, I shouldn't die, because I'm also a Bukhir. So Pari himself, not only the people, but Pari Gufa is enveloped with fear. Can anyone tell me what's the problem? If I can't, Moshe, everything he says is spot on. Exactly. Precisely. Punctual. Moshe said, Kachatzois, give or take a few minutes, whatever, right? There'll be Makas Bechers. It's now 2 a.m. Chatzos has long come and gone. What are you worried about now? You were, I can't. By the Makkah of Vihesis, by Dever, it says in Pasuk, Mayamas called Mikne Mitzrayim, Umikne Yisrael Le Meis Echor, Vayishach Pari, Vinu Le Meis, Umikne Yisrael Adech. He sent spies to KGB to find out did any behema, any one of the Mikne Yisrael die. Says Rashi, you say Chazal, had one animal of a Jew died, he would have scoffed and mocked, it's all my Sikshofim, it's not true, Varai Jews, Jewish animals also died. If, in other words, if something didn't take place exactly as Moshe prophesized, he would laugh. Oy bazoi, the eight Moshe said, Chatzois, Kachatzois. All Bechorim will die. And he's Gufa, what? Bechor. So he sees Moshe Rabbeinu's words, we're not Niskayim b'miluah. So on one hand, he was speared, even though he's a Bechor. He should be dancing with joy. And he should be laughing and scoffing at Moshe Rabbeinu. And instead, both Pari and Kal Yisrael are enveloped with what? Incredible fear. One more question. Just in the Haggadah, we list the 10 plagues. Dam, Tzvedeyazid. The last one is Makas Bechers. We don't speak about Makas Dam, Makas Tzvedeyah. We speak about Dam, Tzvedeyah. Why, Dafka, by the 10th plague, we speak about Makas Bechers? The passion to answer when you're a little child. The Rishonim say this, Al-Asar, is because each one of the first 9 plagues, the name in itself is indicative of a plague, of something negative. Dam, Tzvardeya, Akinim, Ori, Dev, Shit. But I think Bechairis means firstborn. The name firstborn in itself is not, doesn't indicate anything negative. It's not a plague. So we have to say what? Makas Bechairis. Other Mepharshim say even Tifer. There's really 2 aspects in Bechairis. There's that the Bechiris, in their fear, told their fathers, send the Jews away. They refused. So we know, Shabbos HaGodol, Lamakim, Mitzrayim, Bivchireim. And Chazal say more Egyptians perished through the Bechiris, in their rebellion, their revolution against Pharaoh, than did in Makas Bechiris. So if you would just say Bechiris, I don't know what aspect are we talking about. Asher Alkein, it says what? Makas Bechir, the Makkah of the Bechir, not the Makkah by the Bechir. Granda, some say, those goof is a machlokes Tanakam and Reb Yehuda. When Reb Yehuda gives Noisim B'Shemal, the Tzachadash Bachav, he says the base of Bachav is Bechir. So according to Reb Yehuda, it's Kheil both. According to Tanakam, it's only the Eberster's Makkah of the Bechir. Echshiyah. But my question is something more simple. Zol Zayin, you have to say the word Makas Bechir. But why call it the Makkah? Is the word here is that the Eibishter smote? What the word? I'm not English. I come from Brooklyn. He patched the Egyptians, or the word here is that he killed the Egyptians. No. The Bechor.
Killed
So you should have said, instead of makas b'chayrus, harigas b'chayrus, hashmodas b'chayrus, ibuda b'chayrus.
Concept.
Yeah, but why in the word maka, l'chura the ikar was the matara was to bump them off, to get rid of them, to exterminate them. Harigas, hashmodas, ibud b'chayrus. It's more geshmak. According to the narrative, you want to make drama instead of maka. Maka is the patch. The ikar is not the patch. The ikar, they bumped off, they died, they're 6 feet under, the pagan. Hello? Okay, did you? I know it's my dear sweet holy friend, I'm quite aware it's a makkah. But the ikar is not the patch, the pu'ula, the ikar is what? By the way, derech agav, I don't know if you realize, when you spoke about in Meiriv, hamakkah be'evros they call b'chayr b'tzrayim. There we speak about the makkah. In the morning, what do we say? V'chol b'chayreim horakta. And one is Lashon, in Meiriv is Lashon Hoiva, in the present tense. Harakta is Lashon, up. Okay. These are all kashas, they get 20 more kashas. Up. Says the Shalom Tshuva Sofer, it's a beautiful letter to his, an end of a Tshuva in Chelik Beis, in Yerdeya, in Simen Shin Mavov, to Rekiva Eger, to his Shver. Meir Dikham Sofer. He brings the Masech to Smochus. The Masech to Smochus was bothered, the beginning of the Masech to Smochus, otherwise known as Abel Rapsen. Ask the Kasha, right? Here it says that Makas Bechayrus took place, Pachatzo Yisalayl. Then it says elsewhere, Pashbalo Yisrael, B'yoyim, and the day that the Eberster smote the Bechayrim, says Rabbi Yochanan, the patch, the Makkah, took place at Chatzos. They were mefarperim. They were sort of like one foot in the grave. They were like sort of in a chronic vegetative, I don't know what, brain dead state, right? But they were still halachically alive. They were going to see until the morning, and then they pagered, then they died. Why, derech agav, why does the Masech de Smochus tell the Mayach Gemina? Because we have a problem. The famous Gemara in Sanhedrin Tachlamites, where the Min Aser Bavo, your Eibishter, your God is a Koyin, Yichuli Truma. How, when the Eibishter took care of Puras Moshe Rabbeinu, how was he mitayr? How did he purify himself subsequently? Was it b'mayim? Was it b'benura, b'fire? So Tosfos Al-Asar asks, why did the guy only ask, how did the Eibishter mitame himself? Lames. The Tosfos says, that's not a kasha. Even the guy understands it's not a kasha. Good Yisrael are bonim l'shem alikeichem. And therefore there's no kasha. Only that applies to a Jew, it doesn't apply to guy. So how did the Eibishter come down in a polluted land of Zuam and Ervas Oritz and bump up in Metame by contact with the Bechur? Metame. Hello? So this, the Masech Tesmachas, opened up the first din of Masech Tesmachas, is Hagoyses Hariyuk Echai L'Chodom. Someone who's in a state of Gesiso. He's in the throes of death. But his Oy Boy Nishmalsay is still there. He's still halachically 100. There's no Tum yet. So the Eibishter gave the Makkah, and who finished it off? The Malachi Chavod. Are you with me? So at Chatzos, what happened? The Avarti Beres Mitzrayim, Balayla Hazeh, Punt Vidyuk at Chatzos, the Eibishter, the Kesi, he gave the Makkah. The culmination of the Makkah, they were weakened, they were enfeebled. The Chassam Sefer says, actually, the Eivish's Makkah was not on the particular Egyptian Bechor, it was on the Mazel Kleh, the Mazel of Bechor in Shemayim. And from that was Mishtalshel, that everyone became weak, enfeebled and weak. And then the Malach HaChavol were able to finish off the job. That's, in other words, the Eibishter started the process which led to, I'm with you. One second. So that's how the Chassam Sofer learns. That's how Rav Shlomo Zalman learns. And I have no time to elaborate. You have to trust me, Lefiza, work it out yourself. Tein v'chachma, it answers all the kashas.
So from Chatzos to the morning, they were goyses.
They were goyses. Fascinating mahalach. So is mefurish. Listen, hello. I don't make this up, right? I don't take mefurish and set me the smach. I'm set the ketanis. But it was written chazal. It's Rabbi Yochum. I was getting fine. This answers all the above kashas. So who actually did Makas Bechoyrus, that was the Eibishter, who actually completed the Malachi Chavolo. Therefore, Velitin Amashter, therefore you need the one to Malachi Chavolo hanging around in town to finish off the job. The Egyptians are enveloped in fear and trepidation. They think there's an ongoing Makas. They see them crying out in agony and shrieks of pain, right? And therefore, if Pari and the Egyptians are very scared, they send out the Eden, who actually took us out of Mitzrayim, Mishrabit. It's Mamish Kafter, Vaferach, Mamish Hifpath, Vafel, and all the Kashit, and many, much more. Only one shtickle problem, right? I could show you dozens and dozens and dozens of Mamore Chazal, where we take this Nishtazoy, that actually at Chatzos, not only was the Makas Bechoyrus, there was the Harigas, the Ashmodas, the Ibud, they died. I'm back to square one. I've achieved nothing so far. So to understand an answer, a mahalach, b'chol anel, let me just tell you a simple vote. The yesoidistic vote. The vote from Chaim Brisker. We say in davening, mi mitzrayim galtonu, mi beis avodim pidison. This is a much classic, seminal idea. There's two concepts, a concept of geula and a concept of pidyon. Geula means, as elsewhere in Torah, if something is in the possession of Mr. A, and you change propriety, possession, from Mr. A to Mr. B, that's called geula. You're goyel abotei arechayim. Go from one rishus to another. Pidyon affects an organic, essential, innate change in the chetzah, in the object. The object is that you poide meiser shein, poide kodshu. There's an actual chemical change spiritually in the object, in the actual object. So Yidden were one in Mitzrayim, in the possession of Parag. Actually, if you think about it, by the Gezerah of Bris Ben Absorim, there's three different Gezerahs. There's Geria, Zahachla, Be'erich Lelehem. You'll be Gerah, you'll be strangers in the wrong land, in a strange land. There's Vavodu, there's Avdus, and there's the Inu Oysa. The Inu, the affliction, the repression. In Avdus Gufa, there's two chalok, says Rav Chaim Brisker. There is to be an Eved Bepoyul and an Eved Be'etzim. Dainu. Lomer Zogin, Tadris is an Eved to Shmer. So an Eved has to work. And the boss could be a horrible, repressive, insensitive boss, and he works the guy from morning till night, that lost his sleep. Right? So Bepoyul, he's an Eved. What happens if the Balabol says, you know, business is very slow, there's nothing what to do now? You can have off for 2 weeks. So the Eved goes, and this is in Mitzrayim, so he sits in the Nile there, on a deck chair, and he's sitting there drinking martinis and smoking a fat cigar, and he's sunburning, he's having a vacation. So Bepoyul, he's not serving as an Eved. Is he, however, Be'etzem an Eved? Halachically, he's an Eved. He has certain Gedorim and Halacha that apply to an Eved. By the way, parenthetic, you understood what I said, you will understand, Asher Alki, there are four steps to Gula. There's going out of the Eretz Lelehem. There is going out of the Inui. There also is going out of the Avdus Bepoyul, and the Avdus Be'etzem. I'm not going to even go through this, I have no time, I have 2 minutes left. But if you think that is the Dalad L'Shoyin L'Shagula, work it out yourself. Eitesi, V'italti, V'galti, V'lekachti, so we say, mi Mitzrayim ga'altonu, mi beis avodim. Okay, in a nutshell, when did the pediyah take place? When did the halachic status of Yidden as avodim lepari, when did that come to a conclusion? So Chazal say, when Pari went to Moshe Aaron on that night, after Makas Bechoyrus, and he said, like, get lost. So he said, no, that's not good enough. You have to say, l'sha'ovar, you were my slaves, and now you're avodim to the Eibishter. When Faker Chazal say that Pari told the Yidden, now you have to say halach. Rafal Shapir, the Torah's Rafal, asked the Kohen, what do you mean now? It says in Chazal, in Yishalmi, that when a person is nigel, you have to sing, Befreya Poros B'Yisrael, B'Snadim, Om, you have to thank Hashem, express your gratitude. I, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, they didn't say halach. Answer the Yerushalmi, because there wasn't the Geula Shlema until the Yamsuf, until this week's parsha. Shtelzer tell her, but it says they did say par. It's like, what hallel did they say the night of the Exodus? So Chazal say, Halleluka, Hallelu, Avdei Hashem, Vole Avdei Par. At the night of after Makas Bechoyris, it was nifka from them the concept that there are avodim be'etzel. Who affected Makas Bechoyris? Davishter, an evil imalach. And therefore, this geula we say in Meirav, Eino Hashem lekeinu misham lecheirus oil. This cheirus is everlasting. The emes is in Lomdas. I have no time to the Dvar Avram. The emes is, if they would have not had the geula that night from Pari, and they would have left Mitzrayim, that would have overridden the kibush of Milchama, the Kinyan Pari, and they would have gone out anyway. But the Eibishter wanted that Pari himself shouldn't just liberate them. Pari should be Mavir Shuls from being Avdei Pari into Avdei Hashem. And that was achieved, when did we intrinsically, organically, when did we become Avdei Hashem, and therefore at the Cheiris Olam, that was Bechers, that night. The going out from Mitzrayim, when it was a passport stamp the following day, and that Yitzias Mitzrayim, that was affected through Moshe. He led the Jews out of Egypt. When was the halachic, the shinui, the halachic reshus, the cheirus oilam? Look, we say in Kinnis, in Eli Tzion, the end of Kinnis, Tisha B'Av, one of the heartbreaking, we say, Val inui b'nei chayrin nidiveho toireh. We speak about how the tzaras of Kal Yisrael, we went amongst Finster Agoyim, Val inui b'nei chayrin. So this word, David Kohn, the Shiva Chevron, the Lundsein, the pshat is that even when Eden are in Golus, right? And the Beis Hamikdash is Chorov, and Yishalayim is raised to the ground, and millions of Eden were killed, and all the Tzoras and Hashmodas, the Chulu, over it's an Inu of Bnei Chayr, Be'etzem Ayid Blight the Ben Chayr. The previous Babaj Rebbe's Yortzeit is this week, Yud Shvat, when he was taken in prison by the Russian, the communist Yamach Shimon. So you see them gather like 2 hours before the train station is going into Golos, to Asia, his life was on the line. So he said, famous line from his father, the Rebbe Shab, Nish, not with our Rotsan we went out of Eretz Yisrael, not with our Rotsan we'll go back to Eretz Yisrael, but all the nations of the world have to know that only our Gufim went into Golos, but our Neshama remains free. And that's a Mahalik and Machshova that a Yid has to know, that even in Golos, Vayitzeinu Hashem Alikeinu Misham L'Cheirus Olam, that was by the Eibishter, and therefore that's permanent, that's in Yenitzu. Just to leave you, the Rav Gemil Avoydus Hashem is very, very simple. I often tell a Moshe, I'm talking to simple, ordinary Jews, they tell a moshul of a little boy lived in a rural area in a farmhouse. And one day he was in the forest and he found a little egg, a spotted, speckled egg, beautiful egg. And he goes back to his father, his mother, he asks for shuls, could he have the egg? Yeah, no problem. But when he comes back, their red egg had just hatched. It was an eagle, a wild eagle, and a majestic eagle, a little baby. He takes it in the house. And now he has a pet eagle. Aber the eagle grows, he feeds it, he nurtures the little birdle, and it starts growing. And derweil, after a few months, it starts flying from one chandelier to the other. So his mother says, this is untenable. You can't just leave an eagle, smash up the whole house. Just put it in the back of the house. You have a chicken coop, put it with the chickens. They take this eagle, and they put it amongst the chickens in the chicken coop. And it begins, it eats like a chicken, it talks like a chicken, it squawks like a chicken, it's chaverim are chickens, and it thinks that it's a chicken. A neighbor comes in the visit, and he sees there's a beautiful, bald, majestic eagle sitting there in a chicken coop. So he said, this is not humane, this bush is pastnish. You can't coop up an eagle, which is born to be free, in a chicken coop. So Vosaluchton says, the boy, you gotta let it go free. So he takes, okay, ahead, takes the eagle out. This, okay, you're no longer a chicken. Now, from now on, you're an eagle. The eagle doesn't register. He has been brought up in a chicken coop. Right? Finally, the boy loses patience. So he takes the eagle, and he takes it to a cliff. Right? And he says, Herzog the eagle, I'm telling you for the last time, you're not a chicken, you're an eagle. Right? And I'm letting go of your wings. You're going to fall down the cliff, steep incline. Right? If you start flying, is git. Bye bye, birdie. So he lets go of the wings, and the eagle immediately starts descending. Right? Instinctively, intuitively, as a teva, he flaps his wings and he breaks the fall. Another flap of the wings. And sooner, the hard way, the eagle learns how to fly, and he flies around. And that's the matzah of a yid and goats. A yid is an eagle. cooped up in a fashtungana chicken coop called gulls, amongst goyim, amongst people who have totally different sheifas in life. A yid has to know, I am not part of this. I am not a chicken, I'm not part of this chicken coop, I'm an eagle. The Eibusher took us out of Mitzrayim, we relive this. I have no time to elaborate now. That was a 3 days going out of Egypt, till you come to the Rosh Hashivchal Hayom, this week's parsha, which is the acne, the zenith. We come to Alta and we come not only Bnei Chayrin, Be'etzem, we become Be'poyul through living in Yitzias Mitzrayim, where Zoyich Ataka to the Gemetzeis Chomer of Mitzrayim, right on the floor is Be'korim Ha'am.
Voice, our brief announcement. You'll say Kaddish.